From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
It seemed like such a good idea at the time, and my timing could not have been better. I had just been diagnosed with cancer, and as I sat, a half circle of doctors stood before me and asked if I wanted to be in a research trial for a topical chemotherapy drug. That was almost 9 months ago. Since then, I've been living a Kafkaesque nightmare that I don't know how to stop. I'm like a laboratory mouse, except that the mouse never volunteered for the experiment. It seems like my comments are rarely heard, nor are my experiences considered. Almost everything I say is dismissed. The research doctor will breeze into the room with a cheery, "How's it going?" I'll tell her the drug makes me itch. "Oh, it doesn't do that at this stage," she'll say with a smile. "Anything else?" "Well, the ointment makes my face tingly and red." "Oh, no," she'll reply. "We have lots of good information, and that's not what it does." What is it with doctors? Is it this Moses on the mountain mentality that seems to rule their responses? This idea that they always know better? Being dismissed is one of the most invalidating things that one person can do to another, let alone an imposing doctor to a vulnerable patient. Doctors are often the smartest people in the room, but I wish that they would make room in their minds and in their hearts for what their patients have to say. Not everything is statistical. Anecdotal information counts too. And doctor-patient relationships are not one-way streets. They are two-way roads. And they're best traversed when the physician listens well and explains clearly, and when the patient is curious and engaged. Today, every day, I think about dropping out of that research trial, but my hope is that I will continue because it will help others. In the meantime, I have helped myself. I've left my former, unsympathetic primary care doctor and found a new one who is smart, listens, and explains medical terms in words that I can understand. And that's been the best medicine of all. With a Perspective, I'm Dawn Yoon.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.